Hare Krishna, Swagatam, Swagatam, Welcome, Welcome, Welcome. Un momento, male tecnica, problema. I want to do something very special this evening, which I have not done before.
Večeras bih htjela praviti nešto vrlo posebno što nisam nikada prije napravila.
I heard that it is possible. Let me just ask you, who of you needs a Croatian translation?
Koliko vas treba hrvatski prijevod?
Whose English is not?
Čije engleski nije baš toliko dobar.
We thought that we will make a simultaneous translation. That means the loudspeaker has to maybe go on. I don't know. Tony, do has Tony, oder?
Toshan.
We can bring it on this table and then it can go to this side somehow. Oh. It's all right.
I was hesitating for a long time to give and asking myself, should I give this lecture, yes or no?
Dragi moj, tako dugo vremena sam oklijevao pitajući se da li dam ovu lekciju ili ne.
I decided, yes, it is a good idea to give this lecture.
I konačno sam odlučio da je dobra ideja dati ovu lekciju.
But I absolutely require your full attention for it.
Ali zaista odlučio vašu potpunu pažnju večeras.
This evening we will talk about a particular pastime of Lord Krishna.
Večeras ćemo govoriti o jednoj posebnoj zabavi gospodina Krishna.
It is very, very difficult to understand.
Koja je vrlo, vrlo teška za razumjeti.
But if you can understand it, it will help you to go back home, back to Godhead.
No, ako možete razumjeti, to će vam pomoći da se vratite kući natrag Bogu.
500 years ago, a very, very prominent devotee of Lord Krishna said the following about what I'm going to tell you.
Prije 500 godina jedan vrlo, vrlo istaknuti bhakta gospodina Krishna je rekao sljedeće, ono što ću ja vam sada reći.
A person who stays in the company of the devotees who are always discussing the sweet nectarian pastimes of the rasa dance.
Osoba koja je uvijek u društvu bhakta, koja uvijek diskutiraju o slatkim nektarskim zabavama rasa plesa.
This person is sure to attain Ganashyama, Krishna, who is dark like a monsoon rain cloud.
Ta osoba sigurno dostiže Ganashyama Krishna koji je tamo poput monsunskog oblaka.
A person, however, who is averse to hearing these pastimes of the Lord will never attain perfection.
Međutim, osoba koja osjeća odbojnost prema slušanju zabava gospodina nikada neće dostići savršenstva.
I refuse to hear the name of such a person.
Ja odbijam čuti ime takve osobe.
This is what Narottam Dastakur said.
To rekao Narottam Dastakur.
5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna appeared in the here in this material world out of his mercy, and he performed pastimes which are so astounding that if anyone hears them, he must become attracted to Krishna and leave this material world as something very insignificant behind him.
Na ovoj zemlji i bilo koliko čuje o njegovim zabavama mora postati privučen Krišna, moje su tako nevjerovatne i napustiti ovaj materijalni svijet i na zauvijek.
And the highest of the pastimes of Krishna is when he actually called with his transcendental flute his dearest devotees, the gopis, into the forest of Vrindavan and engaged in the circle dance.
I najuzvišenija gospodinovi zabava je bila kada je svojim flautom pozvao svoje najintimnije bhakte gopije u Vrindavan šumu da bi svi skupa se upustili u rasa ples.
Now this, not rasa dance, circle dance.
Oh, sorry, na kružni ples.
I was preaching in German universities, I once met a Dr. Hummel who said to me, how can you believe in a God who has erotic pastimes?
Dok sam nekoć propovjedao na njemačkim sveučilištima, jedno sam sreo doktora Hummela koji me pitao, kako možeš vjerovati Boga koji ima nekakve erotske zabave?
I can believe in Krishna who spoke the Bhagavad Gita and revealed his universal form, showing that everything is in him.
Mogu vjerovati u Krišnu koji je izgovorio Bhagavad Gita i pokazao svoj kozmički oblik koji sadrži sve što postoji u sebi.
But I cannot believe in a God who dances in a village with village girls.
Ali ne mogu vjerovati u Boga koji pleše u nekom selu sa selskim djevojkama.
How can you Hare Krishna seriously believe in a God who look like this picture, who has a beautiful woman behind him? This looks so mundane.
Kako vi Hare Krishna možete vjerovati ovoga Boga koji iza koga stoji nekakva žena, to je tako svjetovno?
I feel attracted to Buddhism, therefore.
I stoga me ne privlači Buddhism.
There, this whole world becomes nothing. Nirvana in its ultimate state, and that's the perfection. Not dance in the village.
Tada čitav ovaj svijet postaje ništa, nirvana na kraju krajeva, i to je apsolutno, to je savršenstvo, a ne nekakvi ples po svijetu.
So I told Dr. Homer, this pastime of Krishna is very difficult to understand.
Onda sam rekao Dr. Homeru, ova zabava Krishna je vrlo, vrlo teško za shvatiti.
If you want to learn high mathematics, you must first know 2 plus 2 equals 4.
Ako želiš učiti visoku matematiku, prvo moraš znati da je 2 plus 2 4.
Krishna is the source of everything.
Krishna je izvor svega.
That means he is also the source of relationships and the taste which comes from loving relationships.
To znači da on također izvor odnosa i onog ukusa koji dolazi od ljubavnih odnosa.
When Krishna engages in loving pastimes, this is not like us who feel some great need in our heart to be loved and to love, and therefore out of desperation often grab onto some relationship.
Kada se Krishna upušta svoje ljubavne zabave, to nije poput nas koji osjećamo veliku potrebu u svom srcu da mi budemo voljeni, da volimo nekoga drugoga, iz toga, iz tog velikog očaja samo grabimo neku osobu, da imali smo neki odnos.
When Krishna engaged in loving pastimes with his devotees, it was not out of a lacking, but to celebrate his fullness.
Kada se Krishna upustio ljubavne zabave sa svojim baktama, to nije bilo zato što je on imao neki nedostatak u sebi, već zato da bi proslavio svoju puninu.
Then he invited the gopis to dance with him in the forest of Vrindavan. You have to understand that the gopis were expansion of his own shakti, his hladini or pleasure giving shakti.
Kada on poziva gopi da učestvuju u plesu s njim, morate shvatiti da su te gopi ekspanzije njegove vlastite shakti.
When a person stands before his mirror and begins to act with his reflection in the mirror, this is how Krishna performed the rasa dance. But the persons with whom he danced were expansions of his own energy.
To je kao kada osoba sena kada ogledala i pleša, ona pleša sa vlastitim odrazom, ogledala na isti način, Krishna imao taj ples sa ekspanzijama svoje vlastite energije.
So Krishna's pastimes is not like someone, a modern person going into a disco, burning with lusty emotions to satisfy them with someone who is outside of himself, some other person.
Znači, kada Krishna pleše, to nije kao moderna neka osoba kada nas ide u neki disco, a gori od poželjnih želja i pokušava ih zadovoljiti s nečim izvana sa osobom koji će to pronaći.
No, when Krishna danced, he danced with himself.
Kada je Krishna plesao, on je plesao sam sa sobom.
Or better, he danced with the expansions of his own energy. In a festival where he celebrated his divine fullness. It was not a manifestation of the lack of feelings, of the lacking emotions which we find in this world.
To nije bilo očitovanje nekih osjećaja nedostatka koje mi osjećamo u ovom svijetu.
I want to request all of you now, before we hear about the rasa dance of Krishna, which is very esoteric, to first study the narrator of the Rasa dance. His name is Shukadev Goswami.
Želio bih od svih vas ovdje zatražiti da prije nego što se upustimo u razglabanje zabava ljubavnog rasa pjesa Krišne, da nešto, kao vrlo ezoterično, da nešto prvo čujemo u Shukadev Goswami.
Shukadev Goswami was a fully self-realized soul.
Shukadev Goswami bio potpuno samospoznat osoba.
Listen about his amazing life history.
Slušajte o njegovom nevjerojatnom životopisu.
He was so realized that he stayed for a long, long time in the womb of his mother, not wanting to come out into the world of illusions.
Da je toliko spoznan da je dugo, dugo vremena proveo u maternici svoje majke, nije htio izaći van u svijet iluzija.
When he was 16 years old, he ran away from home because he did not believe in mundane relationships of family, father, son.
Kad mu bilo 16 godina, pobjegao od kuće zato što nije vjerovao u svjetovne obiteljske odnose, kao na primjer između oca i sina itd.
For in this understanding, his father was a child of eternity and he was a child of eternity. How can one child be the father of another child? This was his perspective, a purely spiritual perspective, where he saw the equality of all souls. He was not dressed.
Nije bio također obučen.
When he left home, he passed a lake in which beautiful young ladies were bathing undressed.
Kada je išao jednom prilikom kuću, prošao pokraj jezera gdje su se prekrasne mlade djevojke kupale bez odjeće.
And when they saw this beautiful boy passing dressed by the wind, they were not reacting at all, and he was not reacting.
Kada su vidjeli tog prekrasnog mladića kako također prolazi obučen samo vjetrom, nisu uopće reagirali na to, niti on na njih reagirao.
A little later his father came by looking for Shukadev, who said, my son, where are you going?
Malo kasnije njegov otac je došao za njim i pitao, sine, gdje ideš?
And the girls immediately dressed themselves.
No tada su se djevojke odmah pokrile.
Shukadev, Vyasadev was an old saint. He said, come on, no need to dress. I mean, you have no dress for my young son who is attractive to you has gone by.
Ja sam bio stari osoba, bio svetac, i rekao, zašto se pokrivate, čak niste se pokrivali mojim sinom koji je mlađi od mene.
You don't understand, your young son does not see material bodies and therefore is not attracted to women.
No, one su rekla, ti ne razumiješ, tvoj mladi sin ne vidi uopće materijalna tijela i zato ga ne privlače žene.
But you are seeing a difference between man and woman, otherwise you would not have become a family man.
No, međutim ti vidiš razliku između muškarca i žene, inače ne bi postao obiteljski čovjek.
This was the narrator of Shukadev Goswami, a fully self-realized soul, beyond the identification with a body, fully knowing I'm an eternal soul.
To je bio Shukadev Goswami, govornik Bhagavatama, koji je bio potpuno spoznata osoba i potpuno je narišao to telesno shvaćanje života, jer vidio razliku među tijela i duše.
He would have never touched a subject matter where an erotic relationship between men and women are described.
On nikada ne bi ni dodirao neku temu u kojoj bi se diskutirali ti eroski odnosi između muškaraca i žena.
But when he explained the Rasa dance, he said anyone, even the lowest person who will hear about this mysterious pastime of the Lord, he will become free from all mundane lust.
No kada govorio Rasa, ja sam rekao čak i najniža osoba, bilo ko ko čuje ovoj tajanstvenoj zabavi gospodina Krišne, će se osloboditi požude.
Let us now understand the third element in the Rasa dance.
Sada shvatimo treći element Rasa plesa.
We heard about Krishna.
Čuli smo o Krišni.
We heard about the narrator.
Čuli smo o govorniku.
Now we will hear about the most beautiful woman of the universe, the gopis.
A sada ćemo čuti o najljepšim ženama ovoga svemira, gopijama.
The gopis who took part in the Rasa dance came from one of two groups.
Gopije koje su učestvovali u rasa plesu su pripadale jednoj dvije skupine.
One group were the Nitya Siddha gopis that are eternally perfected personalities who have descended from the spiritual world here into this world.
A jedna skupina su Nitya Siddha gopije koje su došle iz duhovnog svijeta u ovaj svijet.
And the other group came from the Sadhana Siddha group. These were highly realized souls who had come from the material world with the only desire to have a very personal relationship to Lord Krishna.
A druga skupina čine Sadhana Siddha, to su vrlo, vrlo spoznate osobe koje su imali jednu želju da učestvuju u zabavu gospodina Krišna.
For instance, in this group there were the sages of Dandakaranya who had seen millions of years ago the beautiful incarnation of Lord Rama.
Na primjer, tu su bili migracije iz Dandakaranya šume koji su prije mnogo miliona godina vidjeli prekrasnu inkarnaciju gospodina Ramachandra.
They said, my dear Lord, you're just so beautiful. Is there any way how we can become your servants in an intimate relationship?
Tada smo oni rekli, dragi naš gospodine, ti si toliko prekrasan, da li postoji kakav način da mi postajemo tvoje sluge u nekom intimnom odnosu?
Lord Rama said, not in this incarnation, because I have taken the vow of ekavrati patna, only one wife.
Gospodin Ramachandra je rekao, ne u ovom životu, ja sam uzao zavjet, eka patnje vrata, da ću uzeti samo jednu ženu.
But when I come as Krishna performing beautiful pastimes in the forest of Vrindavan, then you will be appear as gopis and we will dance together the rasa dance.
No, kada se pojavim kao Krishna, da bi provodio prekrasnu zabavu u Vrindavanu, onda ćete vidjeti gopije i mi ćemo se skupaj zabaviti.
Other sadhana siddha gopis, there the personified Upanishads who joined the Lord in that night.
Još neki sadhana siddha vakta gopije su bili personificirane Upanishade.
So now we know Krishna is not ordinary.
Sada znamo, Krishna nije običan.
The talker of Srimad Bhagavatam and the rasa dance is not ordinary.
Govornik Bhagavatama i rasa plesa nije običan.
And the gopis are certainly extraordinary.
A također su gopije svakako izvanredne.
Mm-hmm. We can almost start.
Da možemo skoro pa početi.
But before this, we need to understand one more subject matter. The most intense way how you can become attached to God is through the intense loving emotions, almost like the ones young a lover feels for his beloved.
Na koji se možemo vezati za Boga je su ljubavni osjećaji koji skoro pa naliku onima između mlade muške i ženske osobe.
When you are in love with someone, you think of him from morning till evening and he's always in your heart.
Kada ste zaljubljeni u nekoga, onda na to se ne mislite od jutra do mraka i ta osoba je uvijek u vašem srcu.
When you must come to that level where you are that much in love with God, then you are always together with him and never separated with him.
Morate doći na tu razinu kada ste uvijek zaljubljeni u Boga i tada nikada od njega nećete biti odvojeni.
You will laugh about the example which I will tell you now.
Smiješate se primjeru koju ćemo sada.
Once the great emperor Akbar, who ruled all over India, felt the need to have a little pause from his rulership and went into a mosque to read the Quran.
Jedan veliki car Akbar, koji je vladao čitavom Indijom, odlučio da mu treba pauza od njegovih dužnosti, pa otišao u jednu džamiju da tamo proučava Kur'an.
He really wanted to be undisturbed.
Zaista je htio da mu niko ne smeta.
And therefore he posted his guards around the jamia to guard that no one would come in there and disturb him.
I sada postavio svoje stražare u okolo te jamije kako niko ne bi došao iza toga.
As he was reading, he sometimes looked out of the window of the jamia and he saw a young beautiful girl running up and down.
Kako čitao, to je tamo bi pogledao kroz prozor i vidio bi neku prekrasnu novu djevojku kako trči ovamo tamo.
obviously she was looking very urgently for someone.
Bilo očigledno da vrlo hitno nekoga traži.
All of a sudden this young girl somehow was in the mosque.
Odjednom na neki način se ta djevojka stvorila u džamiji.
And she ran all over the mosque and back.
I pretrčala čitavu džamiju i vratila se natrag.
And when she came back, she stumbled over Akbar.
I na povratku se spotakla Akbara.
She had not seen him.
Nije ga uopće vidjela.
Because she looked so urgently for someone.
Zato što je toliko hitno tražila nekoga.
And the Quran just fell out of Akbar's hand and he was falling and he said, "Hey, what are you doing?"
Koran je izletio iz ruke cara Akbara, on je pao i onda je rekao, čekaj malo, stani, šta radiš?
God, bring this rascal lady to me.
Stražari, dovedite mi tu užasnu djevojku.
They brought her before him.
I onda su doveli pred njega.
You have dared to enter the mosque and run over your emperor without even noticing him.
Ti si se usudila utrčati u džamiju i pregaziti svog cara bez da si uopće prepoznala.
You will be hanged.
Objesit ćemo te.
But please, before, tell me, what were you looking for, or whom were you looking for?
No, prije toga molim te reci mi, šta si to tražila, koga si tražila?
Well, the young lady was shocked.
Ta djevojka bila šokirana.
She said, I'm very sorry, I didn't see you. Well, I heard that my lover has come into the town and I'm looking for him everywhere where he could possibly be.
Moja djevojka rekla, žao mi, nisam vas uopće vidjela. Čuo sam da moj ljubavnik došao u grad, pa sam ga tražila gdje god bi mogao biti.
Sorry, I ran over you.
Žao mi što sam vas pregazila.
What for such an ordinary thing you have dared to disturb your emperor? You will be hanged now and you will be hanged with a thick rope so that it goes slower.
Šta, za tako nešto se usudila pregaziti svog cara, objesit ćemo te i to sa debelim užetom, tako da duže traje ta smrt.
My young lady had nothing to lose any longer.
U djevojci više ništa nije preostalo što je mogla izgubiti.
Okay, before you do this, let me ask you one question.
Dakle, u redu, prije nego što to napraviš, dozvolite te pitam jedno pitanje.
What were you doing when I ran over you?
Što si ti radio kad sam te pregazila?
I was reading in the Quran.
Pa čitao sam Kur'an.
You were not reading in the Quran.
Ti nisi čitao Kur'an.
You were not praying.
Ti se nisi molio.
When I, who looked for an ordinary lover, was so undisturbed to not even see you when I ran over you, how much undisturbed must you have been when you looked for the supreme lover? Allah!
Kad ja sam tražila samo svog ljubavnika, sam bila toliko neuznemirana da to uopće nisam vidjela. Kako to da ti, koji si čitao taj Kur'an, nisi bio toliko udubljen u svoju potragu za svevišnjim gospodinom Allahom da sam uopće primijetio?
You were only pretending to read the Quran.
Samo si se pretvarao da čitaš Kur'an.
Your heart was not there.
Tvoje srce nije bilo u tome.
You were only pretending to pray.
Samo si se pretvarao da se moliš.
Now you can hang me.
Sada me možeš obesiti.
Akbar heard this point.
Akbar je čuo to.
He had to admit it was a good point.
I mora priznati to je dobra poanta.
He said, it's all right.
Rekao, u redu.
I will be more concentrated in the future on the Quran. you have taught me a lesson on intense attachment.
Naučila si me lekciju o intenzivnoj vezanosti.
This shows us that the easiest path really to God is the path of attachment.
I to nam pokazuje sve jedan najlakši put do Boga, put pažnje.
And the gopis are our teachers on this path.
To je put vezanosti i gopi su naši učitelji po tom pitanju.
Now we will start.
Sada ćemo započeti.
Are you ready?
Da li ste spremni?
It is very esoteric.
To je vrlo esoterično.
It is very difficult.
I vrlo teško.
But if you can understand this, you will go back to Krishna.
Ali ako to možete shvatiti, vratit ćete se Krishna.
You will lose your insignificant attachments to this dead world.
Izgubit ćete svoje beznačajne vezanosti za ovaj mrtvi svijet.
And you will develop the desire to join the world of ecstasy.
I razvićate želju da se približite svijetu ekstaze.
Ready?
Da li ste spremni?
Dobro. Around this time, 10 days later, actually,
negdje oko tog vremena, možda 10 dana poslije,
the full moon rose on the eastern horizon,
izašao je puni mjesec na istočnom obzoru,
sending his beautiful rays over the earth.
Zrake po zemlji.
In response, all the lotus flowers who should have been sleeping at that time opened up. This was the time when Krishna, or Krishna Chandra, the moon of Vrindavan, appeared in, went into the Vrindavan forest and played on his transcendental flute. And when the gopis heard this, they opened up with full enthusiasm like the lotus flowers. Krishna played the fifth note on his flute. This is the note which in which the cuckoos sing in springtime.
Tu notu u proljeće pjevaju ptice kukavice.
When they are calling their wives.
Kada zovu svoje žene.
At that time, some of the gopis were at home engaged in milking the cows.
U to vrijeme neke gopije su bile kući i mlele su krave.
Some were cooking milk on the stoves.
Neke su kuhale mlijeko na svojim štednicama.
But when they heard the divine sound of Krishna, they felt the flute was only calling their name.
No, kada se čuo božanski zvuk Krišne, mislio su da ta flauta samo doziva njihova imena.
Earlier the gopis had said to Krishna, Krishna, don't make our transcendental relationship so public by just calling our names on the flute.
Ranije su već gopije prigovorile Krišni, Krišna, nemoj stavljati u javnost naš odnos s tobom tako što naglas naše imena dozivaš.
Everyone will hear it and then it's no longer a secret.
Sad će to čuti, no više neće biti tajna.
But the effect of Krishna's flute is that only the person who is called by the flute hears it.
Međutim, učinak Krishna flauta je takav da samo osoba koju Krishna doziva s tom flautom to čuje.
In other words, for one person the flute says,
drugim rečima jedna osoba flauta kaže,
Sudan, Sudan, come.
Sudan, Sudan, dođi.
For another person the same flute says, Krishna das, come, come.
Druga osoba, ta ista flauta, kaže Krishna nas, dođi, dođi.
Lalita, Vishaka.
Lalita, Vishaka.
And only Lalita can hear her name.
Samo Lalita može čuti svoje ime.
Others cannot hear.
Drugi to ne mogu čuti.
You follow? It is a multidimensional flute.
To je multidimensionalna flauta.
Yes. Some gopis at the time when the mystical flute of Krishna appeared baked bread in the stove. Others were feeding their children or serving their husbands. Still others were bathing or taking meals or putting on cosmetics or dressing. But when the flute, the divine flute of Krishna resounded, they left whatever they were doing.
No, kada se čuo božanski zvuk Krišne flauta, ostavile su bilo što su radile.
And they ran into the depths of the jungle of Vrindavan to meet their beloved Krishna.
I otočale su u dubinu šume Vrindavan kako bi se susreli sa svojim voljenim Krišnom.
The cows were thinking, where are the gopis who are milking us?
Krave su se pitale, gdje su gopije koje nas mogu nestale?
The milk was boiling over in the stoves.
Na štednja su ima bi mlijeko kipjelo.
And the husband thought, but where are all the wives?
A muževi mislili, pa gdje su naše žene?
They all had followed the call of Krishna.
Sve su slijedile Krishna zov.
It is said, when you really hear the call of God in your life, it's like the call of death. You have to go.
Rečeno je, kada zaista čujete Boži poziv u svome srcu, to je kao kad čujete zov smrti, morate ići.
And now the call of death comes. Ricardo, come.
Kada dođe trenutak smrti, Ricardo dođe.
Ricardo cannot say, no, I have to still take care to set up my family, my business affairs, and to protect my family.
Kada dođe trenutak smrti, Ricardo ne može reći, ne, čekaj malo, moram se još brinuti za svoje obitelje, za svoje posljedice.
He has to go immediately.
Mora ići odmah.
When the call of death comes for Jivani.
Ili kada trenutak smrti dođe za Jivani.
Jivani cannot say, no, I have still a dream to produce a rock and roll CD.
Jivani ne može reći, ne, još uvijek sanjam o tome da proizvodim neki rock and roll album.
I'm not complete. Just wait. Five more days.
Samo pričekaj još 5 dana, nisam spremna.
You have to go.
Morate ići.
You cannot stay one minute longer.
Ne možete jednu minutu duže ostati.
When you really hear the call of God in your life, you have to leave your relative protection behind.
I kada zaista čujete Božji zov u svom srcu, morate svoju relativnu zaštitu ostaviti iza sebe.
You have to go.
Morate ići.
Go. Don't stay for one more minute. You will understand this world is insignificant. It is like a graveyard. I have to leave it. This is how the intense call of God is heard by some people. Some Hare Krishna devotees have heard this in the beginning.
Bhakti su na početku čuli taj zov.
But then they have put wax in their ears.
No, ona su svoje uši začepile voskom.
So that now they are really deaf for this call of God.
Gluhe za taj Boži zov.
And they want to be deaf.
Žele biti gluhe.
Hare Krishna. It is described.
Opisano da.
Then some gopis heard the flute of Krishna calling them. They were retained in their homes. But at that time, they wanted so much to go to Krishna that a fire appeared in their hearts. It's called the fire of separation. I have to go. And this fire was burning away the remaining impurities in their hearts, so that they attained transcendental bodies in which they joined the Lord for the rasa dance.
I ta vatra je spalila kakvi god još su ostali ostale još nečistoće u srcu, na taj način su dobili transcendentalna tijela.
It burned their karma away. Similarly, when you feel a fire of separation, I must come in contact with Krishna, then this will burn your old life down like a raging fire in a house. The sum substance of what we have heard so far is that the goal of all yoga practices is intense absorption in the Absolute or in God.
Bit ovoga svega što Gosvami Maharaj rekao je da bit yoga u stvari da se potpuno zaokupimo u predanim služenjem Boga.
When yogis are totally absorbed in meditation,
kada su yogi potpuno zaokupljeni meditacijom,
the world around them stops to be.
Svet oko njih prestaje postojati.
This is the goal of meditation.
To je cilj meditacije.
Now there is no more absorbing mental state than intense, passionate love.
Nema umnog stanja koje nas više zaokuplja nego intenzivna strastvena ljubav.
And this is what the gopis achieved.
A to je ono što su gopije dostigle.
They were driven by their intense love to leave the world behind, the world of mundane securities, and join the Supreme Lord for His eternal rasa dance.
Ih je tjerala ta ljubav prema Krišni u srcu da ostave iza sebe svet materijalne sigurnosti i pridruže se Gospodinu u njegovim vječnim zabavama.
The most beautiful girls of the universe who before this birth, some of them were yogis and saints, and others were liberated personalities of the spiritual world, they rushed like a river to meet their lover Krishna.
Najljepše djevojke ovoga svemira koje su prije toga bile ili sveci jogi ili su došle direktno iz duhovnog svijeta kao oslobođene osobe su trčale kao rijeka prema šumi da se susretnu sa svojim gospodinom.
How did Krishna receive them?
Kako ih je Krishna primio?
He was standing under the Vansivata tree.
Stajao je ispod Vansivata drveta.
Playing his mind enchanting melodies which shake Lord Shiva out of his intense meditation. Krishna said to the gopis, Svagatam, Susvagatam.
Krishna rekao gopijama, Svagatam, Susvagatam.
Welcome, what can I do for you?
Dobrodošli, što mogu za vas učiniti?
Is there anything you want from me?
Postoji li nešto što od mene želite?
Or is something not all right in the village?
Ili možda nešto ne valja u selu?
With this he wanted to test the gopis.
A na taj način htio testirati gopije.
Most of the people come to God because they want something from him.
Većina ljudi dolazi Bogu jer ili nešto od njega žele.
Or something is not all right in their life.
Ili nešto nije u redu s njihovim životima.
But could there maybe be a third reason to come to Krishna?
No, da li bi mogao postojati neki treći razlog da pristupimo Krishna?
The reason to love him on his own.
A taj razlog bi bio da ga volimo.
Once there was a saint.
Nekoć je bio jedan svetac.
He had in one hand a torchlight and in another a bucket.
U jednoj ruci je držao baklju, a u drugoj je držao kantu.
And with this he went through the town.
I na taj način je prolazio gradom.
People asked him, why do you have this extraordinary equipment, a torch and a bucket?
I ljudi su ga pitali, zašto nosiš te nevjerojatne stvari sa sobom, baklju i kantu?
He said, I have the torch to light heaven and burn it to ashes.
Rekao, imam baklju da bi zapalio nebo i da ga spalim do pepela.
And I have the bucket to extinguish the fires of hell.
A kanta mi služi da bi ugasio vatru pakla.
Then I will see who is left who loves God because he is God.
Onda ću vidjeti ko ostaje, koji voli Boga zato što je on Bog.
Most of the people love God because they want to go to heaven and enjoy with this.
Većina ljudi voli Boga zato što žele otići u raj i na taj način uživati.
And the other half of the people want to go to God because they want to avoid the hellfires of miseries.
Ostali želeći Bogu zato što žele izbjeći patnju paklenog postojanja.
But I will extinguish the fires of hell.
No, ja ću ugasiti paklene vatre.
And I will burn heaven to ashes. Gopis didn't say anything. Then Krishna said, it is the duty of all women to serve their husbands.
Onda Krishna rekao, dužnost je svih žena da služe svojim mužima.
Have you come to associate with me another man than your husband?
Da li ste se došli da družite sa mnom čovjeku koji nije vaš muž?
This is irreligious.
To je nereligiozno.
Or maybe you have come to this forest to see the beautiful trees of Vrindavan in night time. Okay, you have seen it, now you can go home.
Jeste, možda došli vidjeti prekrasno drveće Vrindavana po noći. Okay, sad ste to vidjeli, sad se možete vratiti kućama.
The dreadful night is frightening.
I ova mrka noć je zaplašujuća.
And so its creatures too.
I također ove zvijerke koje tu prebivaju je zaplašuju.
Return home, slender waisted.
Vratite se kući u žene tanke strukova.
This is no place for you.
Ovo nije mjesto za vas.
And the gopis heard Krishna rejecting them.
Kada su gopije čuo da ih je Krishna odbacio.
They were shocked.
Bili su šokirani.
They had just left everything behind them.
Upravo su sve napustile.
To join the Lord in his loving dance.
Kako bi se pridružila gospodinu u njegovom plesu ljubavi.
And now Krishna was sending them home.
A sada je Krishna slao natrag kući.
The gopis looked on the ground as if the ground was about to swallow them.
Gopis su gledali na tlo kao da će to tlo progutati.
For them it was clear Krishna was saying something which went totally against the statements of the scriptures.
Za njih je bilo jasno, Krishna govori nešto što se potpuno kosi sa izjavama spisa.
That says Krishna accepts all devotees who come to him.
Tamo piše da Krishna prihvaća sve bhakte koji mu prilaze.
And to come to Krishna means to come to the land of no return.
A doći Krishna znači doći u zemlju bez povratka.
Once the spiritual master of my spiritual master said to the people who wanted to join his movement, "Have you come with a return ticket?" Do you want to return to the world? This is not a place where you go with a return ticket. Spiritual life is not a place where you go with a return ticket. It's a place where you go with a one-way ticket, never to return. Then the gopis started to finally speak. He said, "Our dear Krishna, you are our most intimate relatives. There is no one more intimate, not husbands, children, family members.
Ti si naš najintimniji srodnik. Nema niko intimniji, ne muža, ne djeca, ne osamljeni.
You are the only husband.
Ti si jedini muž.
The only relative.
Jedini srodnik.
Because you are the self of the self.
Jer si ti jasno, jasno.
You are in everyone's heart.
Ti si svačem srcu.
The real self.
Istinsko jasno.
How can we go back to do our household works?
Kako se možemo vratiti da nastavimo sa svojim kućanskim poslovima?
You have already stolen our hands. They belong to you.
Ti si već ukrao naše ruke, one se na tebi pripadaju.
And how can we move?
A kako se možemo kretati?
Our legs are now rooted to the ground like trees.
Noge su nam sada ovdje u korijenima, u ovo tlo poput drveća.
But if you don't accept us, then we will die now of separation from you.
Ali ako nas ne prihvatiš, sada ćemo umjeti u odvojnosti od tebe.
And we will attain you by our meditation.
I onda ćemo dostići svojom meditacijom.
Since we saw your face, which is framed by the curls of your hair.
Sad kad vidimo tvoje lice, ukrašeno kovačama tvoje kose.
Since we saw your cheeks, which are beautified by your earrings.
I sad kad smo vidjeli tvoje obraze koje ukrašavaju ušnice.
Since we saw your smiling, which is like nectar.
Sad kad smo vidjeli tvoj osmijeh koji je kao nektar.
Since we saw your strong arms which dispel our fear.
Pošto smo vidjeli tvoje snažne ruke koje svladaju na naše strahove.
There's really no alternative for us left than to become your servants.
Ne preostaje nam ništa drugo nego da postanemo tvoje sluškinje.
When Krishna heard them, he smiled.
Kad ih je Krishna čuo,
they had passed the test.
Osmijehnuo se i oni su prošli test.
This will also happen to you.
To će se također desiti i vama.
When you come to spiritual life, there will be a testing phase. Yes, if you are really serious and want to really make the deep experiences, or if you are just you came because of heaven or hell, because you wanted to enjoy, or because enjoy better, or you because you wanted to escape
misery.
Spiritual life is something for very, very serious people.
Duhovni život je nešto samo za vrlo, vrlo ozbiljne osobe.
And it is never a spectator sport.
I to nikad nije gledateljski sport.
You have to dive deeply into the experience yourself. It's not enough if others do it. Then the Lord accepted them. He appeared like the moon and all the gopis like beautiful stars surrounding him and increasing the beauty.
Kad ih je Gospodin prihvatio, on je izgledao poput punog mjeseca gopije kao zvijezda koje su ga okružile.
Krishna took all the gopis with him to the cool banks of the river Jamuna.
Krishna poveo sve gopi sa sobom do hladnih obala rijeke Jamune.
Because the beautiful moon shone on the white sands of the Jamuna, it looked like a perfect stage of a romantic performance.
Pošto puni mjesec se basjavao pjesak obale Jamune, to je bila savršena pozornica za njihove zabave.
It was glowing white in the moonshine.
na mjesečini to sve svjetlo bijelim svjetlom.
Krishna threw his arms, which are the most beautiful arms, around them and embraced them and glanced towards them and joked with them.
Krishna je svoje ruke koje su najprekrasnije ruke iskoristio da zagrli gopije, onda ih je gledao i he embraced them, glanced at them.
When the gopis were feeling the close vicinity of Krishna, they felt like just like elephants who had come out of a forest fire feel when they come to the cool bank of the Ganga.
U toliko blizini Krishne, gopis se sjećala poput slonova koji su izašli upravo iz šumskog požara da se kupaju u hladnoj rijeci.
They feel like dying people who are drinking nectar of immortality.
Osjećala su se kao osoba na samrti koja se jednom počela piti nektar besmrtnosti.
Do you know what nectar of immortality tastes like?
Da li znate kakav okus ima ta nektar besmrtnosti?
You cannot understand. It is so.
Ne možete to shvatiti, tako je prekrasno.
It gives you your eternal self and you become totally invigorated. At this moment something happened. The gopi said, wow, we are the most fortunate ladies in the universe. God himself is associating with us directly and intimately.
A gopija se rekla, pa mi smo najsretnije žene u svemiru, sam Bog se s nama druži i to na vrlo intimni način.
We are so special.
Toliko smo posebni.
They became proud.
Postala se ponosna.
There is no reason to become proud. Krishna is special.
Nema razloga da postanemo ponosni. Krishna je posebni.
You are never special.
Mi nikada ili vi nikada niste posebni.
You may be special in that sense that Krishna has given you mercy, but this speciality is due to Krishna.
Možda ste posebni u tom smislu što je Krishna dao svoju milost, ali to znači da je Krishna posebni.
Whenever a devotee becomes proud, Krishna immediately leaves his heart. Have you ever experienced this, Krishna leaving your heart?
Oh,
so heavy.
Tako teško.
But this is a universal law. You become proud and Krishna leaves your
heart.
The gopis were just together with Krishna and now Krishna had left them all of a sudden.
Gopis su upravo bila sa Krishna na neki Krishna odjednom ostane.
The gopis were frantic.
A gopija su bila uspomećene.
They started to look everywhere for Krishna.
Počela su svude tražiti Krishna.
And as they looked more and more and more for Krishna, they finally found him.
I kako su sve više i više i više tražile Krishna, konačno su ga pronašle.
They found him in their own hearts.
Pronašle su ga u svojim vlastitim srcima.
This is another transcendental law. When you really start looking for Krishna,
to je još jedan transcendentalni zakon, kada zaista počnete tragati za Krishna,
in that act of looking you will be feeling his presence.
U tom činu traženja ćete osjećati njegovo prisustvo.
It's not like when you look for something worldly.
To nije kao kad tražite nešto svjetovno.
Like when I was on Hua, I was writing this book and it was dark, and then I always need these glasses. I always keep them also now in case I need them.
Kako sam bio na Hvaru, pisao sam svoju knjigu, ali bilo nekako mračno, trebalo sam njoj naoče, ali također bi sada nekako.
I remember, I was running all over the room. Where are my glasses? I sećam se. Where are my glasses?
Trčao sam po cijelo sobi, gdje sam njoj naoče, ali taj grupu naoče.
Then I went to the Adriatic Sea and asked the fishes, have you seen my glasses?
They
looked at me.
Yeah.
And I became more and more, I really wanted to write this chapter before the night time came, but I didn't find it. When you look for Krishna, in the act of looking, you have him. You can all know this. When you really feel a desire to be together with Krishna, then you feel in some ways connected to Krishna.
I to svi možete osjetiti, da zaista imate želju da budete s Krišnom, da neki način se povezani s njim.
Most of the older Hare Krishnas have do not feel the desire for Krishna any longer.
Većina starih Hare Krishna bhakta više ne osjećaju želju za Krišnom.
That's why some of them look so dry.
Zato neki od njih izgledaju tako suho.
When your desire for Krishna dies, then you don't have Krishna any longer.
Kada umre vaša želja za Krishna, vi više nemate Krishna.
Even if you are a great sannyasi.
Čak i ako ste veliki sannyasi.
If you are no longer intensely desiring Krishna, you will not be together with Krishna.
Ako više intenzivno ne želite Krishna, više nećete biti s Krishna.
Yes. So as they were looking for looking for Krishna, their fire of this intense separation became stronger and stronger. They found him in their hearts.
Kako su ga potražili Krishna, njihova intenzivna vatra ljubavi se sve više povećavala, oni su ga našli u svom srcu.
And this manifested to the outside that they acted like Krishna.
A to se vani očitovalo tako da su se oni počeli ponašati kao Krishna.
One gopi said, I'm Krishna.
Jedna gopi je rekla, ja sam Krishna.
Another gopi said, I'm Putana. And then the Krishna gopi went on the Putana gopi.
Krishna gopi, Krishna Putana gopi.
Yes, another gopi said took the role of Trinavarta.
Druga gopi je preuzela ulogu Trinavarte.
And the other gopi jumped on her shoulders. Said, I am now going to bring you down. You have attempted to kidnap me into the skies. Now I will push you down. Finally, the gopis played the wonderful pastime of the Damoda Lila.
Na kraju su gopije izvele prekrasnu zabavu Damoda Lila.
Where one gopi played Mother Yashoda and took a garland.
Jedna gopija glumila Mother Yashoda, uzela garland.
And took it around another gopi and said, I have bound you now.
I stavila je oko druga gopija, rekla, sad sam te zavezala.
I have bound you now, Krishna.
Krishna, sad sam te zavezala.
And then they stopped acting. It's significant that this is the last lila they played. Because in the Damodar lila, Krishna actually becomes bound by his devotees. This is the also the theme of the rasa dance, that Krishna becomes controlled by his by the devotees.
To je također tema rasa plesa, da Krishna dolazi pod kontrolu svojih bhakta.
Finally one gopi said, I know where Krishna is.
Konačno jedna gopija se sjetila i rekla, znam gdje je Krishna.
Look at these footprints on the ground.
Pogledajte ove otiske stopala na
tlu. Krishna has gone here.
Krishna je ovdje prošao.
The other gopis came like great detectives. They analyzed the footprints and they were following those footprints.
A druga gopija su došli kao veliki detektivi da su analizirali te otiske stopa i slijedili ih.
On the footprints of Krishna you find many signs.
Na otiscima stopala Krishna postoje mnogi znakovi.
One is the fire disk, the Sudarshan chakra.
Jedan od njih je Sudarshan chakra.
It is described that when a devotee meditates about the feet of Lord Krishna and meditates about that fire disk, the fire disk will cut all his mental enemies to pieces.
Rečeno kada bhakta meditira na lotosova stopala Krishna, ta sudarshan chakra koja se tu nalazi će sasjeći sve njegove neprijatelje.
Or the lotus flower on the on Krishna's lotus feet, which gets imprinted in the mind on the ground, means that just like a lotus flower attracts bees, Krishna's lotus feet attract the bee-like minds of his devotees.
A cvjet lotosa koji je također na lotosima Krishna stopala znači da kao što pa lotos privlači pčele, na isti način Krishna lotosova stopala privlači umove bhakta koji su kao pčele.
In this way there are many, many signs on Krishna's lotus feet, and if you meditate about Krishna, these signs become active in a psychological way to take away some of the enemies in your heart.
A na taj način Krishna stopala se puno ti znakova ili simbola, ako meditiramo na njih, a ti simboli se aktiviraju u našoj psihi i na neki način nas oslobađaju unutrašnjih neprijatelja.
This is by someone who meditates about Krishna will feel the effect of Krishna's influence on his mind.
Zato će osoba koja meditira na Krishna osjetiti učinak Krishna utjecaja na njegovu umu.
His footprints were going deeper and deeper. And next to these footprints, all of a sudden, two other footprints appeared. Footprints of a girl. Gopis said, there is someone with Krishna. We can see from the footprints here. This is the most fortunate girl. Now a little in the distance, Krishna was in fact going with Srimati Radharani through the forest of Vrindavan. He had left all the other gopis because he really wanted to be together only with Radharani, who is the topmost of his devotees. Then Radharani said, I'm a little tired.
And Radharani said,
yes, Krishna was saying, okay, then I decorate your hair with some flowers.
And Krishna said, dai mi dati quasi costi di cieci.
And this is what Krishna did.
And that Krishna chini.
So when the gopis came to that part of the forest, they saw two footprints, but only half of the footprints. And they immediately knew, oh, here Krishna must have come on the, how is it, on his toes, and stretched himself to get some flowers to decorate that fortunate gopi's hair with flowers. Little later they came to the forest and they saw someone on the ground lying. As they came closer, she looked as beautiful as a flesh, which had fallen from the sky and was now lying on the ground. Can you imagine a flesh who has fallen from the sky and is now lying on the ground? How beautiful it must look. And it was the most beautiful being they had ever seen. It was Srimati Radharani, but she had lost her consciousness. After some time, they were managing to wake up this personality. They said, what happened? Then Radharani started to sigh and say, oh, I was getting proud and then Krishna left me. When I was feeling tired, Krishna decorated my hair, but then I said, now I can't go any longer. Can you please carry me? I felt so proud that I said, you please carry me now, I'm very tired. Then Krishna said, okay, come on my back. But as soon as I turned towards him to climb on his back, he disappeared.
And
now my pain knows no limit.
Hare
Krishna. There's actually another reason why Krishna disappeared and another thought of Radharani, but it will take half an hour to explain this. The gopis all went together and said, let us now look all together for Krishna. We will support you. Previously we were envious that you were with Krishna and we were not with Krishna. But now we have seen the the intense depths of your separation, we see you are the best of all of us. We will go with you. They were going deeper and deeper into the forest to look for
Krishna.
But finally Radharani said, stop. If Krishna does not want to show himself to us, we will only chase him deeper into the forest by our searching for him. He will go deeper and deeper and deeper. And this will cause inconvenience to Govinda. For we only want to serve him. We don't want to trouble him. So they finally went to the river Yamuna. And there they chanted Krishna's holy name. Now, do you know one law of spiritual life? When does Krishna appear to a devotee? He appears at the moment that the devotee really calls for him. If you call Krishna, Krishna and think pizza, pizza, he will not come. Or Krishna, Krishna, I want to become a good medical doctor, he will not come. Krishna wants full concentration, ekeha manasa. So the gopis were doing this. They were doing Nam Sankirtan, chanting of his holy name. With one understanding, we need Krishna like a dead body needs a soul to go. We have almost reached the end of our narration, but we are approaching only the highlight now. So what we have studied so far, there is a precedent or precedent in the Bhagavata. It's Narada Muni. Who of you knows Narada Muni? I think many, yes. Narada Muni had also heard the call of God. When his mother had died, and so he was free from the obligation to care for him, for her, and he went to the forest, that means to the loneliness, to find him. He sat under a banyan tree and he began to meditate. All of a sudden, when he opened his eyes, he saw Krishna. He was overwhelmed with divine ecstasies and tears were coming out of his eyes. For a moment, he couldn't see any Krishna any longer from the tears. And when he again managed to see, Krishna was no longer there. And Krishna appears to you and then disappears to you. You don't just go like, what can we do? You become mad with the ecstasy. Where is Krishna? This is the only thought which you have. Narada Muni sat down again to meditate, to do exactly the same steps, so that he would see Krishna again. But nothing worked. Finally he heard a voice. Oh, virtuous one. You have only seen my person once. And this was just to increase your desire for me.
A to bylo samo da povećaš želju za njim.
Because the more you think of me, the more you will be freed from all material desires.
Jer što više želiš mene, to ćeš više se oslobađati materijalnih želja.
Krishna had done the same thing which he did to the gopis.
Krishna njemu napravio isto stvar koju napravio gopijama.
He had appeared and then disappeared.
Pojavio se, zatim nestao.
Why does he do this to his devotees?
Zašto to radi svojim devotima?
He does this in order to increase their hankering.
To radi da povećava njihovu želju.
The desire to get Krishna can be as strong as a laser going through all obstacles.
Želja da dostignemo Krishnu može biti jaka poput laserskog zraka i prerezati sve prepreke.
Then you can get Krishna. Not half-hearted.
Ne sa pola srca.
Puno srca. Not kat srca. Not
pola.
Pola, yes. Puno, not pola.
Sa punim srca, ne sa punim srca.
Yes, thank you. So when Krishna heard how the gopis were just chanting in ecstasy his holy name, he all of a sudden appeared again before them.
Kada Krishna čuo kako su gopi pjevali u svetoj ekstazi, on se jednom opet pred njima pojavio.
It is very nicely described. Just like the personification of the love god. He came between them. He had a yellow dhoti on. And he had a scarf like this. This was meant to show that he felt really sorry that he had left. In India, the way you dress tells everything about you. You can tell millions of words by the way you dress. This means I'm very sorry. That's how Krishna appeared between the gopis. And then he said, now you have passed all the tests.
Onda rekao, sada ste prošli sve testove.
Now we will do the rasa dance.
Sada ćemo izvesti rasa ples.
And at this moment, Krishna expanded himself in as many forms as there were gopis.
U tom trenutku se Krishna ekspandirao toliko mnogo oblika koliko bilo gopija.
This is called in technical language Prabhav Prakash.
To se tehničkim terminima nazove Prabhav Prakash.
It means, see, when Krishna was in the town Dvaraka, he expanded into 16,108 forms. He had so many palaces, 16,108, because he had married so many wives.
Vidite, kada je Krishna bio u gradu Dvaraci, onda je bio oženjen sa 16,108 kraljica, imao toliko palača i toliko je preuzeo oblika da bi bio sa svakim od njih.
How many forms can you take?
Koliko oblika vi možete poprimiti?
One.
Samo jedan.
Krishna can expand himself into 16, in unlimited forms.
Krishna sebe može ekspandirati na ograničen oblik.
And they all act different from each other.
Oni se svi različito ponašaju.
See, when Krishna was in this in the morning, when he came out of the palace,
ujutru kada Krishna izašao iz svoje palače,
all of his forms became one.
Svi ti oblici bi se ujedinili.
And in this one form, he went to the Sudama assembly house where he did his giving advice, hearing the complaints or no, hearing the concerns of his citizens.
Ujedinili bi se, znači, ti oblici jedno i tako bi kao jedan Krishna otišao u vijećnicu Sudama gde bi davao savjete, zatim slušao što su mogli reći njegovo stanovništvo.
And then his work was over, so to say. It was not work, but when his obligations were over, he again went into 16,108 forms into his different palaces.
Kada bi njegov rad, odnosno to nije rad, znači te obaveze kada bi završio, onda bi se opet ekspandirao 16,000 i stao sam i otišao svoje palače.
In one palace he rode on beautiful horses.
U jednom palači bi bio na prekrasnim konjima.
In another he took a bath in a jeweled bathing tub.
Na drugom mjestu bi se kupao u nekakvoj kradi ukrašenoj medaljima.
In yet another palace he married his son to
someone else. All different activities. The same he did during the Rasa dance. He expanded himself in Prabhava Prakash expansions and he started to dance with each single gopi. And in the middle of this huge circle, he was dancing alone with Radharani. Who of you likes art?
That was
like a little bit.
Yeah, no.
Krishna, do you know? Yeah, also. Yeah. Each step of the gopis was a perfectly choreographed dance step. Their ankle bells and bracelets shimmered in the moonlight and made rhythmical sounds. When the gods of the sun and the moon and the wind stars and the stars saw this, they all came to the sky to watch this dance and this music, this incredible music. All the higher beings, the devatas, built the auditorium on the sky and looked down and couldn't believe it. Such art! The Rasa Leela gave birth to 16,000 different melodies, male melodies and female melodies. Yes, flowers started to rain down from the sky, which were thrown by the denizens of heaven. Wonderful! This is very good.
Sa neba počelo padati cvijeće koje su bacali stanovnici nebeskih planeta. Hvalaći to za krasno, za jako lijepo.
And what did the gopis do?
A što su gopi napravili?
They expressed their wonderful thoughts to Krishna by their smiles.
Oni su svoje prekrasne misli komunicirali Krishna putem svojih osmiha.
Through their hands.
Kroz svoje ruke.
They were all the time dancing.
Da, oni su plesali.
And through their eyebrows.
I također kroz svoje obrije.
I cannot do this, yeah. In fact, the gopis danced so nicely that they appeared like lightning bolts between dark clouds. In this dance, cloud and lightning bolts, everything became misty with the perspiration of the gopis.
U tom plesu mine oblaka sve postalo vlažno zbog znojenja gopija.
And the thundering was their sweet voices.
A njihovi slatki glasovi se navikovali gromovima.
And Krishna danced and smiled amongst them as if he was a child playing with his own reflections in the mirror.
A Krishna među njima je plesao i smišljao se kao dijete koje pred ogledalom plaše.
Krishna is the source of Brahman, the source of everything. Now he saw himself in the gopis.
Krishna is Brahman, he was there, and he saw the seven gopis.
They danced through the night of Brahma.
Oni su plesali čitavu noć Brahma.
Which is 4,320,000,000 years long.
To je dugo 4,320,000,000 godina.
And finally, when they were tired, they all went into the Yamuna. Vrinda Devi, the goddess of the forest, gave them white cloths. And they slashed each other in the Yamuna. Millions of Krishnas, millions of gopis. And then they walked on the side of the
Yamuna.
This was the last sentence. Thank you very much for listening. There are three lessons which we can learn from
you.
The first lesson was that the gopis were really only absorbed in Krishna.
Na prvoj lekciji su gope zaista bile zaokupljene samo Krishna.
This was proved when they were searching for Krishna, and Krishna had hidden himself as a four-armed Narayan form. He was standing in the forest like this.
To bilo dokazano kada se Krishna pojavio s ovom četvorolikom oblikom Narayana, da se ga pretražila po šumi.
When they saw Narayan, the lord of the Vaikuntha world, the spiritual world,
kada su vidjeli Narayana, gospodara Vaikuntha svjetova, duhovnog svijeta,
they said, Om Namo Narayan.
Rekli se, Om Namo Narayan.
Have you seen Krishna?
Jesi li vidio Krishna?
Krishna pretended as if he was a deity and didn't say anything.
Krishna se pretvarao da je božanstvo i nije ništa rekao.
Thank you, said the gopis, and then looking for
Krishna.
They only were fixed on Krishna.
Bile su fiksirane samo na Krishna.
Then the second lesson is,
druga lekcija,
they only wanted to satisfy him and no one, and not themselves in this relationship.
Da su one u tom odnosu željele samo njega zadovoljiti, a ne samo sebe.
This is proof when the gopis say, our dear Krishna, when we think that you are walking in the forest, we become so sad.
A to je dokazano kada su gopije rekle, o Krishna, kada mislimo kako hodaš po šumi, tako postanemo žalošćeni.
Not because of us.
Ne zbog sebe.
Because of you, your soft lotus feet might
sebe.
Hurt themselves on the petals and thorns.
Možeš odvijeti se neka na lotus stopala na šljunku i brljama.
The third lesson, which I think is the most relevant for us.
A treća lekcija za koju mislim da je za nas najviše, na nas odnosi najviše.
Is the following.
Je sljedeća.
Again, the first lesson was only fixed on Krishna.
Znači prva lekcija bila samo se fiksirati na Krishna.
The second, only they wanted to serve Krishna, nothing for themselves.
Samo želite da dovolite Krishna na sebe.
And the third was, they responded to Krishna's call.
A treća stvar je su odgovorili na Krishna zov.
Have you also heard the call of Krishna?
Da li ste vi također čuli zov Krishna?
Have you sometimes heard, like it's a feeling which you develop, I should be meeting God in this life?
Da li ste kad osjetili taj osjećaj da u ovom životu se treba susresti sa Bogom?
Or when you are a Hare Krishna devotee, you might think, oh, what am I doing? I'm living like an ordinary person.
Ako ste već Hare Krishna bhakti, možda pomislite nekad, što uopće radim, živim kao obična osoba.
I should be an ecstatic devotee. What's wrong with me?
Treba li biti ekstatičan bhakti, što nije u redu sa mnom?
This means you are hearing the call of Krishna.
To znači da čujete Krishna poziv.
Don't ignore it.
Nemojte ga ignorirati.
You are very fortunate that you have heard this call.
Vrlo ste sretni što čujete taj zvuk.
The world will say you are not normal.
Svijet će reći da niste normalni.
Budi normalni, they will say.
Budi normalni, reće.
But this normalni...
Ali ta normala to...
Hare Krishna, it is very disgusting.
To je vrlo odvratno.
We could see this when we came back from the island of Wa and entered your beautiful town Split. We looked at the reclama. One girl leading a pig over the street. Have you seen? In Berlin? Where I come from, where I sometimes give lectures, you can see this beautiful ladies going with pigs, not with dogs, over the street.
U Berlinu gdje ja nekada propovedam, možete vidjeti te prekrasne cure kako po ulici hodaju sa svinjama, ne sa psima.
It's a new fashion.
To je nova moda.
Previously we used to say our society is going to the dogs, now we say it's going to the pigs.
A prethodno bi običavali reći
kako... Modern style.
Naše društvo ide psima, ali sad imamo ide svojima, to je modern stil.
I'm sorry, this was a little religious polemics.
Oprostite, to je bilo neka religijna
polemika. But what I wanted to say, the atmosphere is so ignorant and passionate in these towns.
A to što sam htio reći da u tim gradovima atmosfera toliko u gomi strasti ne znaje.
We were immediately asking the ferry people, when does the next ship go to Hua? Please tell us.
Pa odmah smo pitali o ljudi na trajektu, kada ide duši brzo prije.
No, it's wrong, we wanted to see all of you.
Ne, zovem se, htio sam vidjeti svih vas ovdje.
What I want to say is, to hear the sound or the call of Krishna is very good, you are very fortunate.
Ono što želim reći je da čuti Krishna zov, to je vrlo dobro i vrlo se sretni.
Follow this call.
Slijedite taj zov.
Make it the goal of your life.
Neka to bude vaš životni cilj.
And even when you are tested,
čak kada se bude testirao,
know this is good.
Znate, to isto dobro.
Krishna wants to make my heart ready for what is called divine love.
Krishna želi pripremiti moje srce za ono što se naziva božanskom ljubavlju.
He puts now the fire of separation in my heart.
Sada u moje srce ostavlja vatru odvojenosti.
Which will burn away all my impurities.
Koja će spaliti sve moje nečistoće.
So that I can meet him in my spiritual essence.
Tako da mogu susresti u svom duhovnom biću.
Hare Krishna, I have come to the end. I'm very happy that you were so kind to listen to me for such a long time.
Stigao sam do kraja, jako sam sretna što ste bili toliko ljubazni da ste me slušali do kraja.
Thank you very, very much. I really wanted to tell this since a long time, but today I felt is the right moment because this month started with the Rasa dance and it will end with the Rasa dance on the 30th of November. November, yeah.
Dugo vremena sam htio dati ovu lekciju, ali osjećam sada došlo pravo vrijeme zato što je ovaj mjesec, danovar mjesec je počeo sa Rasa plesom, a također će završiti s njim 30.11.
So we needed to hear about this lila.
Znači, trebalo nam je čuti tu zadnju.
There are a few details which I had to leave out. Actually, not a few, there are endless amounts of details.
Da, postoje neki detalji, stvari na njih nekoliko nego neograničeni detalji koje sam morali zastaviti.
Yes. And I want to thank also Narada Kunt, who has really done the very best translation. I put a lot of pressure on her, but that's good that she really does well. Good. Now we want to end this evening. Actually, it's not so late.
It's 4:00.
No, it's 7:30, no?
Take a sign.
7:30, no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Questions?
Yes. Then I have a good idea. Then we make questions. And then we make a pause. Where we can have social life and talk. And then, after the pause, we will all come here for the Damodar Rashtakam. And then we will eat prasadam like anything. How does this idea sound? But so let us see, do you have any questions?
Da li imate bilo koje pitanje? You mentioned how if one follows this call of Krishna, then you know the people say that he's crazy. I remember in the Madhurya Kadangini there's a whole list of who says what to the devotee if he attains all of God. I was hoping maybe you can remember this. Because there are different categories of people that say different things to him.
Yeah. Who's saying
anything? Maharaj reka kako kada bhakta slijedi zel svoga srca da onda ljudi govore da nema ga i tako dalje. On to prosjetila da u knjizi na Madhurya Kadambini postoje čitava lista kada piše koja kategorija govori šta, kako neki govore ovo bhakti, neki ono, svako vam nešto zalešne kod svoje fraze, rodbine i tako dalje.
The atheists who don't know that there is a God, they would think he's crazy, he's looking for something which is not there.
A atheist koji ne vjeruje u Boga će reći on je lud, on traži nešto što uopće ne postoji.
The philosophers will think he is really much too proud.
Filozofi će misliti, zaista je pre filozof.
He thinks he has an answer to everything. The ordinary followers of religions.
Obični sljedbenici religije.
They think he's on the wrong path.
On će misli to ono krivo.
There were a few more.
There were some policemen.
But a devotee knows that he is on the right path by his experiences, which he cannot deny. When I'm eating something and it tastes nice and I'm feeling nourished, no one can tell me that this food is an illusion.
Ako ja nešto jedem i je to ukusno i također osjećam kako me to hrani, ja ću, ali nikome ne može reći da oni koji nisu na duhovnom putu, oni nemaju ta iskustva. I stoga ne znam što se događa.
These experiences which a devotee should make, and you can test yourself now if you are actually on the right path, are categorized in three categories.
Ta iskustva bhakte se nalaze u tri kategorije, po njima možete vidjeti da li ste zaista kročili na duhovni put.
The first thing is that the devotee should feel bhakti in his heart, that is real devotion for Krishna.
Pa prva stvar je da bhakta treba osjećati bhakti, odnosno pravo da osjeća prema Krishna u svom srcu.
Hare Krishna, dragi gosti, please, before you go, eat a little bit. There is something for eating. I know you have to go. Please take a plate with you.
Yes?
So, the first thing is you should feel devotion for
Krishna.
Then is parishanubhava, which is an experience of Krishna. Or if you do not make a direct God experience, at least you should feel how your understanding of Krishna grows and makes you more happy. And the third thing which will happen as an experience is that you lose your taste in illusion.
Na treća stvar koja se događa je da gubite svoj ukus sa iluzi.
You should, if you are really following the spiritual path, the material things will lose their interest for you.
Ako zaista slijedite duhovni put, onda će vas materijalne stvari prestati zanimati.
If you see that you are becoming more and more interested in material things while you are on your spiritual path, then it means you're doing something wrong.
Ako primijetite da na svom duhovnom putu postajete sve više i više zainteresirani za materijalne stvari, onda to znači da nešto nije u redu.
You can, in Germany they have this, the apothecers have, there is a theory which is widespread that when you body is full of acids, then you will develop many diseases.
U Njemačkoj postoji neka opće prihvaćena apotekarska teorija da kada je tijelo puno kiselina, onda to znači da će doći do bolesti.
So to balance the acids, they put what is called is in German,
I da bi, znači, uravnotežili stanje tijela, onda stavljaju tijelo ložnate tvari.
And the way you test how much acid you have is there is a paper which you have to put into the water and then, you know, urine, yes, and then in your urine.
I način da se testiraju da vide kolika kiselina u tijelu, da stavljaju lakmus papir u urine.
Lakmus, yes. Then it colors itself in a certain way, then you know you really have to get some to balance this.
I prema boji koji popuni pa papir možemo shvatiti da nam zaista nešto treba, ali sada ne kažem.
It's a very safe way to measure how much acids you have in the body.
To je vrlo siguran način da izmjerimo koliko imamo kiselina u tijelu.
So there is a very, very safe way to measure how much in maya you are.
Isto tako postoje vrlo, vrlo siguran način da izmjerimo koliko smo imali.
Everyone can do it. You don't need to go to a guru or to a self-realized soul. You can check for yourself.
Svako to može izvesti. Ne mora to uopće ići do nekog guru, ali se ne spodne to duše, jednostavno to napravite za sebe.
Just like everyone can do this lakmus test.
Kao što svako može napraviti ta lakmus test.
This is how much are you attracted to the material energy, to the material world.
To je koliko vas privlači materijalna energija, odnosno materijalni svijet.
I have to really increase my spiritual practice now.
Možete shvatiti, treba zaista pojačati svoju duhovnu praksu sa milosrđem, pouzdanjem.
It's an interesting test, isn't it? I'm sorry for the somewhat medical example. So let the whole, there's a verse, let the whole world say we are crazy. We will simply run on the marketplace, drink from the cups of love of Godhead, dance and sing and roll in ecstasy on the ground. In other words, we go. Hare Krishna. I'm an old-time devotee. I'm not a modern devotee, as you could see by this answer. Such a far verse. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Let the whole world say we are crazy. We will drink from the wine of love of Godhead and dance and chant on the marketplace and roll ourselves on the ground. We are not crazy.
Mi ćemo piti to vino, ljubavite na Bogu, pićemo to na tehnicama, vratiti se po tebi, shvatiti, krenuti, kresati, ali svi kažu da smo ljudi, nije smo ljudi.
How can you say a person who is happy is crazy?
Kako možete reći da osoba koja je sretna ljuda?
And if you are crazy from happiness, that's good.
Ako poludite od sreće, to je dobro.
Nothing wrong.
No, ništa pogrešno u tome.
Yes, this is fact. But during for the Rasa dance, there were two groups of gopis. One came from the material world. These were just people who had just yet attained the perfection.
U Rasa praci su sudjelovali dvije grupe ljudi i jedna je došla iz materijalnog svijeta, upravo su bili tamo dosegli savršenstvo.
And they were not yet fully mature.
No, međutim, nisu još bili potpuno zreli.
But they were also the highly elevated gopis.
I također bili su također bili uzvišeni gopi.
So to satisfy their desires, Krishna made a second Rasa dance at another place.
I da bi ispunio njihove želje, Krishna je izveo drugi rasa ples njihove želje.
So there are two rasa stalis.
Znači, postoje ta dva rasa plesa.
Nandarani has a question.
Nandarani has a question.
I sense a little, Nandarani, you could ask me this question personally, because some of our guests maybe feel they have to go. Maybe it's best if we do a prasadam pause. Then we don't eat so late. What do you think?
Imaš predlažu da sada imamo pauzu za prasadam i da ga nam barani pita osobno to pitanje.
But how long does this take? What would you say, a realistic time, Tripathi?
Half an hour?
Even more. 45 minutes.
Why don't we meet at 9 o'clock for the Damodarashtakam?
Budimo opet ovdje 9 sati za Damodarashtakam, to je za sat i ima više.
Is that a good idea? We just do half an hour Damodarashtakam and then go to bed.
Znači 9 će pola sata biti Damodarashtakam i idemo kuće spavati.
Okay, so we make a pause now.
What about the greetings?
How's that?